heroic deeds and people who risked their own lives to save others. Well, that's what's going to be recognised at the National Bravery Awards in Leinster House today. And we're joined now by two award winners, Nigel Cullen, who's awarded a bronze medal for rescuing a teenager from a burning house in Kildare, and Martin O'Keefe, whose father, Cal, is posthumously awarded a gold medal after sacrificing his life to push a woman out of the path of an oncoming car. Well, Martin, first of all, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Your dad is honoured with this gold medal for bravery. He saved a woman that day. Remind us of what happened.
Yeah, so it was... He was in a car park of a shopping centre, and he noticed that there was a car reversing towards a woman, and he tried to avert the danger. He tried to shout the driver to stop, but actually what transpired is the situation just got worse, and he pushed the lady out of the way, and unfortunately he was fatally wounded.
How did you find out about it?
I actually found out, we found out that there was an accident through the emergency services. And then some of the details, unfortunately, came through the media as well, because it was quite high profile at the time.
Now, his instinct that day was to help someone else. Does that reflect the type of person he was?
Very much so. I mean, he was always, always interested in people, always helping people. And he was, you know, even just in his daily life, he would visit people in hospital, the elderly, friends he knew. He was always looking out for people and always making time to talk to them.
And how has your family been coping now over the past year?
It's been difficult, but it's, you know, we're very warmed by the fact that he did save somebody's life as part of this, and very happy to hear that that lady is recovering. You know, that does soften the blow somewhat, but obviously it's been very difficult for our mother. But yeah, it's definitely a nice thing that he's done this.
Is the whole family going to Leinster
yes,
House today?
All of us will be there tomorrow.
And that gold award, obviously your father has passed.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it mean to the family?
Well, we're delighted, really delighted to receive the award on his behalf. We're very proud of what he did. And very proud that he's been honoured. And we're also, you know, it's a very special day for us, and we're looking forward to share it with all the other deserving recipients of the other awards.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
In the circumstances, Martin. Well, also with us now is Nigel Cullen. Nigel, you're on the line. You're getting a bronze medal for rescuing a teenager from a burning house in Kildare. Now, bring us back to that day. You saw smoke. You saw a very distressed woman. What happened?
Yeah, I saw smoke when I was coming up the road. I was driving up to collect my partner, Marie, in the old hardware cafe in Narramore. And there was just smoke billowing from the side of the house. Just turned in, saw a lady distraught, very distraught, out on the green. And I just pulled over to see if I could help. The back of the house was on fire. The upstairs part caught fire very, very quickly. And they were on the phone trying to get the fire brigade, but it was such a panic. Like, everyone was so distraught. And basically, it came to the lady turned around and then just said to me, my son, Max is in the house. At this stage, the upstairs of the house was already on fire. The front door was open. I could see the stairs. I looked at a big window to the right. I said, right, if I'm going in here, that's my exit. And I just went for it. I just went in and I was screaming upstairs, the flames and the smoke. Like, the noise of an actual house fire is what's the frightening part. I couldn't get over it. Max subsequently found it was in the shower. So I was opening doors, banging doors, trying to find him. He eventually heard me screaming. He was listening to music in the shower with a speaker, so he was oblivious to anything that was going on. And the poor chap, all he could grab was a little tiny towel, and got him down the stairs and outside. And it was just the speed of the fire which was the frightening part. But
most people would freeze they'd hold back. What made you react in the way that you... Why did you react that way?
I tell you, a few people have asked me this. I have a teenage son myself. To see this woman just so distraught at, and looking at horror in her eyes. And I just turned around and I just thought, look, I'm just going for this.
And then you went back inside the house.
Yes, I came back out. And a couple of minutes after, she realised her other son was missing, Ricky. And so I went back in and went through the upstairs and all, and I got smoke inhalation. My LCL was already damaged at that stage from coming up the stairs. I just hit the stairs so fast. Mm-hmm. Got back outside, couldn't find Ricky anywhere in the house. Got back outside then, and I realised, right, I'm in trouble here with the throat and all. But I must say, our local fire brigade were the first responders, the Dunlavin Fire Brigade in County Wicklow. And a young chap, young Shane O'Rourke, I think is his name, or Dean O'Rourke, put me on oxygen. And that helped me an awful lot. The ambulance arrived then, and I was brought to Portlaoise for smoke inhalation and just have a look at the knee, but it was grand. Like, when you think about it, in the small scale, like 5 minutes, I was distraught. That family lost everything. That house was just completely gutted. Like, I can only imagine, like, all the memories, everything. Like, so it was a small sacrifice, really, you know.
Nigel, thanks for talking to us this morning. Nigel Cullen, Aunt Martin O'Keefe, congratulations on the Bravery Awards. Enjoy the day. It's now 8:52.